Hello, lovely human, and welcome to That's What She Said. This week we are talking all about the magic and wonder and glory that is celebrating everything that you've accomplished so far, and boundaries, and saying yes to life, and worshiping at the altar of busy. So, here we go. First, I finished writing Calling to the Deep this week. So I, Kristen Kelp, have finished 56,500 and something words. And you know what happens when you finish a book? Like, this might come as a surprise to you, but absolutely nothing. There are no heavenly angel calls or saints descending or fireworks or magical beer deliveries by unicorns. Nothing happens when you celebrate a book, even though you've achieved this huge personal milestone. And so the art of it is acknowledging that nothing's going to happen if you don't make it happen. So you celebrate. So I popped on some fake tattoos that said makers go make with a big whale, because the whale metaphor is throughout the book. I had a friend come over for drinks for a few hours. I watched some really shitty TV. I danced a bit, and I'm celebrating today, just spending a few hours with a friend and doing whatever I want, because it's like as big as a birthday. I mean, it's a big deal. And then on Tuesday and Wednesday this week, I will be at the beach, and I also have an autoresponder up on my email. So it's my way all the way, because celebrating is good. And it's vital, and it's such an important way to close the loop of creation. Celebrating is a way to close the loop of creation. To say, I've made this, and now I'm going to celebrate it. So also, here's what you need to know. Do you celebrate well? Meaning, when you reach a goal, have you already moved the goal like 6 minutes before you reach it so that you never actually hit it? Or do you hit it and then consciously celebrate it? I know most people don't, and it's a really big challenge to say, okay, so I'm all booked up for the year, or I am all full, or I've sold as many of this program as I wanted to, or I've finished writing this piece, or I've finished marketing this piece, or I've finished marketing this program, or I've finished making this product, or I've finished selling this product. Whatever it is, you've made a goal, you've hit the goal, and you didn't move the target as well as you decided to celebrate. So two things happening there. You didn't move the goal, which is most people, what they do. And then you were like, hey, this is actually a big deal, and I'm going to make sure that I close this loop by being grateful that I have the time to celebrate, and then by actually celebrating. So you can say that I'm foolish or silly and that I shouldn't go to the beach with my cooler of margaritas, but here's the thing. I was listening to a podcast this week with an artist who does tremendous work. Let me be clear. Great work. She was talking about how she got on the call, the interview, at 9 p.m. after working all day, and that's what she does basically every single fucking day. She says yes to everything. And I want to be clear that there's a difference between saying yes to life, to the living of it, and the full vital energy that we possess when we say yes to life, and saying yes to everything. Saying yes to everything is a shit show. It's terrible, and that's how you end up working 14-hour days, resenting the shit out of people, distancing yourself from other people, and failing to celebrate, which fails to close the loop, which fails to show people how grateful you are, which dicks over the people in your life who sacrifice on behalf of your work. When you are not with your kids or your pets or your partners or your family or your friends because you are so intently focusing on a project or a goal, it is your fucking job to stop when you hit the goal, to pause, to celebrate, to say thank you, to look everyone in the eye and say, what do I owe you? What can I do for you? How can I help? How can I support you? Thank you so much for supporting me. Let me return the favor. Let me take you to brunch. Let me take you to the shore. Let me buy you a margarita. Let me spend some time with you in my best state because you have sacrificed so much in order for this thing to happen, whatever it is. So when you worship at the altar of busy and you say yes to everything instead of just saying yes to life and to that which makes you feel more alive, you are punishing not only yourself and your career and your work, but your children and your family members and your your significant others and your friends and your coworkers and your people around you, you have got to set pacing in there so that there's a break between the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. When you worship at the altar of busy, you deny the power of your work and the need for the loop to close. You create, you celebrate. You create, you celebrate. You create, you celebrate. If you only celebrate, you are suddenly a frat boy flunking out of college, or frat girl, a sorority girl, whatever. Or if you only create, you burn the fuck out. There are rhythms to this. Regardless of whether you have enough input and output, you cannot create. There are rhythms. And so the celebrating is this fine art that embraces everything that you've done, that says, fuck yes, I accomplished things. I'm amazing. Don't you know? So some ideas for celebrating. You can simply go to the most expensive restaurant in town and order whatever it is your heart desires and linger over that meal as you ingest food and calories. You're also ingesting a celebratory way of being. You can take your family to a movie that no one else wants to see, or go to a play that nobody else really cares about. So you can sign up for a concert. You can get yourself a hotel room in the city. You can take time to do the amazing work that only you can do of bringing your family together in an interesting way, or in a way that you would typically say, no, I don't have enough time. No, I don't have enough energy. Or no, I don't have enough money. No, we can't afford that. No, that's only for a special occasion. You can go out and buy the thing that you would typically only use or buy for a special occasion. You know the thing, the special scarf or hat or bracelet or bag or whatever it is that can become a symbol of, I did this. I finished this. And I got this as a reward because I am going to reward myself for doing this work. And obviously, the bigger the prize or project, the longer it's taken, the more you can reward yourself. Though feel free to reward at any time for any reason. When you stop worshiping at the altar of busy, you also begin to draw really clear boundaries around yourself to say, this is how I will be treated, and this is how I will treat my time. So it isn't just about, you may or may not contact me between these hours, because you may contact me anytime you want, and I will respond to you during these hours, because those are my boundaries, and this is how I treat my time. You can draw boundaries around your time to say, I don't do social media on Saturdays or Sundays. I only do email for 1 hour a day in the afternoons. I don't respond to text messages from potential clients. I switch it to email right away so that I'm handling the way I would like. I say no to people or to projects that don't feel good. I don't say yes to everything. If you said yes to every request people had of your time, you would suddenly have absolutely no time to yourself. You would be running people here, there, and everywhere while volunteering at the food bank and digging a well for charity water and running a triathlon for another charity and. If you said yes to every request on your time, you would never sleep again. You cannot say yes to everything. So say yes to what brings you alive. And when you find the things that make you alive, those projects and those things that you have to push through and struggle and create, and you go through the entirety of the creation cycle, end with fucking celebrating, please, because celebrating is the very best, and that's what we work for, and then that's what we skip. I have seen colleagues make $140,000 in less than a week and fail to fucking celebrate. I mean, they said they were going to celebrate. Like, don't worry, they said they were. And then when push came to shove, when it came time to do the thing and spend the money in the way that they threatened they were going to, they didn't do it. That is a disgrace to everyone involved. When you set a goal, when you do good work, when you decide what the reward is going to be and you hit the goal, you are obligated by the universe, by everything that's holy and lovely in the world, to actually give yourself that reward, to celebrate. To not just be putting out and putting out and putting out in terms of production, but to also take in the celebration, take in that feeling of, I did this, I achieved this, I have done this, I matter, I hit my goal, I've reached my potential for now, though I will continue to strive. It is the only way to be fair to these amazing and wonderful creative powers that you have been given, my friend. And I am all fucking fired up about this. Sue, that's what needs to be said. End that cycle of all the cycles of creating with celebrating. Refuse to worship at the altar of busy and begin to draw boundaries around your time and your energy, just as you do around your money. You do not have to say yes to everything. You only have to say yes to life and to the fullest living of it. Cheesy though that is, I don't give a shit. It's still true. Damn it. Okay. Couple of quick notes. If you have a lingering business problem you think I can fix, dude, call me. We will podcast that shit and record it for posterity. Just tell me what's up at brandcamponline@gmail.com. As for calling to the deep, I would love if you would use hashtag calling to the deep to pull out my attention regarding how you're celebrating, how you're stopping the cycle of worshiping at the altar of busy, and just generally how you're enacting any of the That's What She Said podcasts in your life. So that's hashtag calling to the deep at kkalp, K-K-A-L-P, is my Instagram. I would love to see you there. In my Instagram profile, you will find a link to the Find Your Voice workshop. That is you and me and Mama Ocean and a whole bunch of time and space to figure some shit out in Oahu, Hawaii, on September 9th and 10th. We will take your business down to the studs and then build it back up again in a way that's completely you, with all new words on your website that are capable of doing incredible and wonderful things for drawing the correct people to you. But again, that will require drawing boundaries around your time, your energy, your money, and who you're willing to work with. So get out there. May you say no to a shit ton of stuff, and in the process, say yes to living well. May you celebrate everything that you are capable of celebrating. And you can work through the backlog too, because I know you have one. May you refuse to move the goalpost even when you come close to the goal. Just hit the goal. That's the idea. Just hit the goal. May you sink into this month of August in a really good, soft, summery, warm rhythm. And if you're in Australia, then a good, great autumn-y, spring-y, wintry rhythm. Okay, look, just sink into August, okay? Just enjoy it. In the next few weeks, I'll be talking more about Calling to the Deep and the program and how you can get your hands on it. It's going to be an extremely limited number of program seats available. So I'll keep you posted. Any questions, comments, concerns, ideas, or if you would like a payment plan for Find Your Voice, hit me up, brandcamponline@gmail.com. May you have a fan-fucking-tastic week, friend, and I will see you next time.